The Science Behind Studies, Reviewing the Science on Marine Mammals and Microplastics. Hi, my name is Tessa McCarthy, and I'm going to walk you through the effects plastics have on marine mammals. The study where I sourced this information is titled Marine Mammals and Microplastics, a Systematic Review and a Call for Standardization, written by Laura Zantis, Emma Carroll, Sarah Nelms, and Taj Bhaskar. This study is truly a review of other studies. What this means is that Zantis and her team searched various websites that publish peer-reviewed studies for those that fit their criteria. In the end, they found 30 studies involving marine mammals and their interactions with microplastics. These findings will be discussed today. Zantis found three major types of studies: gut content analysis of deceased animals, fecal analysis of live animals, and lastly, phthalate analysis of deceased whale blubber. Toothed whales like dolphins, orcas, and porpoises were primarily studied through gut content analysis. This is where researchers would open the intestine of dead individuals looking for any microplastics. Eared seals were the primary subject of fecal analysis studies where feces was strained for microplastics. Lastly, baleen whales like blue or humpback whales were the subject of blubber studies. Let's look a little bit more in depth into the studies on phthalate levels in whale blubber. Phthalate is a chemical commonly found in plastic that makes them easier to mold. They can leach from plastic waste into the water. Phthalate is a cause for concern because it has been shown to have adverse effects on embryo development and endocrine functioning. This is worrying, especially for animals like whales that are at high risk for consuming large amounts of microplastics in a single gulp. If phthalate is detected in the blubber of these whales, it means that they had consumed a large amount of microplastics. The finding from these 30 studies show just how pervasive of an issue marine microplastics are. Every gut content analysis found microplastics present in at least one individual studied. The amount of plastic varied between 0 to 88 particles per animal. 8 out of the 10 fecal analysis studies found microplastics present as well. 4 studies found phthalate present in whale blubber. This is important because plastic has the ability to cause starvation by decreasing the amount of space for food in the stomach. Additionally, as brought up before, these plastics can leak phthalate into the bodies of these marine mammals, causing irreversible reproductive harm. The power behind this study is that it reviews most of the known interactions between marine mammals and microplastics. This lets other scientists know where knowledge gaps are in the field and allows them to come up with research to fill those holes. Zantis and her team also created some outlines for future research that will allow for standardization. If all research moving forward in this field uses similar data collection techniques, it will allow for data to be more applicable between studies. The recommended techniques provide more accurate data and help standardize protocol. Overall, these 30 studies proved that microplastics are of serious concern to marine mammals, and the steps forward towards decreasing their impact should be taken.